Sige, once again, maing buntag na itong tanan, no? Sa makausa, nakabalik na po ko dere, and it's always a privilege every time I see you brethren, no? Brothers and sisters in Lord, nga nagpadayon diha sa Ginoo. It is such a joy seeing you kanang continue in your faith ba. Because you know what? In our Christian life, the only thing in this life is our relationship with the Lord. And at the end of the day, no matter what accomplishment we have for the entire year, in entire life, the only thing that matters is our relationship with the Lord. It's our faith with the Lord. Now, and I thank the Lord for that, no? Kay, this week, Moto, Pastor Ramil texted me if I could share today. And so, may sa kang Ginoo kay sa among church sa H Mall Manggod, sa church sa Pulapo, duha manggod mi diha, no? Nag-serve ba si, together with Pastor Melkan, and once a month, ako siyang tag-schedule ba, no? So, good thing nga, today, it's very timely. Kay supposedly, ang Pastor Ramil texted me last Sunday, if kanang ingon siya, asa ko na mag-preach today, at that time. Iko, Pastor, naman ko sa H Mall, no? So, ingon siya, what time? Iko, 10 a.m. So, wala na siya nabalik og text. Siguro kay conflict man na rin ba? So, the same thing, no? This week, nag-text siya. And so, good thing, rest day. Chance for my other pastor to preach as well. So, that's why nalipay ko nga nakakita ninyo. At the same time, it really just brightens our heart, no? Especially nga, kayo na, while nag-worship tayo mga kakisunan, ang Ginoo nagpanglihok, no? Nag-istorya na yun siya sa atong mga gikanta kanina. And we thank the Lord for that, kaya ang Ginoo buhi yun, no? So anyway, dili lang ko maglangay mga kakisunan, and siguro for a couple of days, a couple of months, siguro nakita na ko ang news. And I would just like to recall this one kay my message for this morning, mga God, especially sa atong text karon. It's very timely ba? And you know what? It came to a point in where I really prayed, I really sought God's face about it, and I really pondered, I really evaluated myself, especially in my walk with the Lord. I've been a Christian since siguro for almost, siguro more 20 years kapin, no? In my walk with the Lord, and I serve the Lord in my ministry siguro mga almost 12 years na in the ministry. But you know what? It's not a guarantee if tomorrow, next month, next year, I will still be in the faith. I really don't know. But the only thing I guarantee is that the God who saves me is the one who will preserve me. And so, muna mga kaigsona, I will just like to recall this one kay, siguro nakadungog mo sa news, no? Recent, pila ka months ago, no, si Joshua Harris, he wrote that book, I Kiss Dating Goodbye. After ato, nagsuwat siya book atong Boy Meets Girl. Then, another book ngayong gisuwat is Not Even a Hint. So, when it comes to theological knowledge about the scripture, he was very deep. In fact, he's one of the speaker sa conference mga kaigsonan sa Amerika ka nagitawag nilang T4G or Together for the Gospel. So, after pila ka decades sa pag-serve sa Ginoo, in fact, I was very excited. I was talking to my fiance during the time. Iko nga, kainaam ko na siya na church sa Baltimore, Maryland. Iko nga, siguro if I'll be there, I'll visit the church of Joshua Harris. But I was shocked, paghaibawan ako mga kaigsoonan, nga Joshua Harris bids Christianity goodbye. And before ato, he made an announcement that he is divorcing his wife. Na siya ay tulok, I think duha tulok anak, no? And then after ato mga kaigsoonan, pag made niya confession nga he's not a Christian anymore, matong tayong mga iyang gibogan niya iyang wife. Then, pila ka months ang nahitabo mga kaigsoonan, monitoran, no? Joshua Harris joins the Vancouver kay, naman niya sa Vancouver nagpuyo, no? Sa Canada. So, si Joshua Harris, he bids Christianity goodbye, gibogan niyang wife, then, he joins the LGBT Pride Parade sa Vancouver. And so, kayo mong tanawin mga kaigsoonan, in a way, he's a person who is strong in faith, in a sense, no? During that time. But now, atong makita, what happens to him? What happens of all those things, kanyang naibawan about the scripture, about the gospel, what happened to that? Diba? It's very sad mga kaigsoonan because, you know what? These are people, ako personally, nagtanaw ko niya, I looked up to him, I modeled him, but here he is right now, wala na, he's not a Christian anymore, according to him. And so what happened to those things nga nahitabo siyang life nga he once hold to that. Di ba? Then, another recent news nga itong makita, mga kaigsoonan, recently, itong makita that one of the pastors sa mega church, no? Si Jared Wilson dies. Okay na ito namatay kung sakit. Pero the saddest thing, mga kaigsuanan, because this pastor, si Jared Wilson, dies committing suicide. Okay? And I don't know if you can think about this one. Diba, pastor, you're preaching the word, you are advocating about God as your refuge, God who gives His unconditional love to the world, God who is faithful, diba? God who has a wonderful plan sa imong life, but here you are, getting your own life. Okay? And it's very sad, mga kaigsuonan, because you know what? For us, a lot of people in the world are questioning, who is this God that these Christian people believe? Diba? And siguro, another thing akong ipakita, mga kaigsuonan, siguro kay Bao mo ni mga kaigsuonan, no, kana siya? Kappa Community International Ministry. Okay? Now, ano akong nag-flash? Because you know what? In Lapu-Lapu, mga kaigsuonan, a lot of pastors are joining the bandwagon of these things. And you know what? There was this one pastor telling my friend, ng ilang church, instead of depositing the money to the bank, depolit out, ilang i-withdraw, o ilang ibutang sa kani. For a sole objective nga siguro matabangan ng church. Kay pila to ka million niyang i-withdraw, gibutang niya sa kapa, a month after, naa sila'y blessing, ilang gitawag nga blessing. And so ang pastor, namalit siya erko, namalit siya o ka ng everything in the church needs. And he was encouraging my friend, and siya, you know what, daw kinig panalangin sa Ginoo, daw kinig blessing daw. And I don't know if you know what's behind this one, mga kaigsuonan, because what's behind this one, even up to today, di ba, the easy get riches schemes. So itong makita, mga kaigsuonan, nga, grabe man ang greed. That's why it's very subtle because a lot of Christians, a lot of quote-unquote Christians are joining into this. I'm not saying it's wrong, pero ako lang point, mga kaigsuonan, you always check your motive. Because at the end of the day, if our heart is not right before the Lord, then makita yun na, mga kaigsuonan, you know what? It affects the way you prioritize your things in life. It affects your priorities. It affects your allegiance to the Lord. And that's why this morning, mga kaigsuonan, if you have your Bibles with you, I want you to open your Bibles on the letters of Paul to the Galatians. Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. And mauni atong pamalandungan karong kabuntagon, mga kaigsuonan. Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. And I will make one request for you, no? If you found the verse, if you found the script, can I request you to please stand? As we will be reading God's word this morning. And I will be reading from the New International Version 1984. And it says here, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? Have you suffered so much for nothing? If it really was for nothing, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard?" Our loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that you are good. We thank you, Lord God, that you are faithful in all of your ways. We thank you, Lord God, for the gift of life, for the opportunity to praise you, to worship you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to display, Lord God, your excellencies in our lives, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your word this morning that we can study without any hindrances, without any opposition against the government. And we thank you, Lord God, for such a freedom nga gihatag kanamo karong kabuntagon, Lord. Lord, there are many lives that have been changed because of the truth of your words, Lord. A lot of people, Lord God, nakabaton sila, Lord God, o buhi nga paglaom, Lord. Nakabaton sila, Ginoo, Lord God, o kanang sakto nga perspective sa kinabuhi, Ginoo, because they understand your word, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that even for this morning, Lord, salamat, Ginoo, Lord, that you are the reason nga nung ni ami karon amahan. It is to worship you, Lord God, because worshiping you, Lord God, is also loving you, Lord God. And Lord, I just pray, O God, that whatever things, Lord, that will go against your will this morning, whatever things, Ginoo, Lord God, that will hinder your word from ministering to your people, Lord, ako kanang gipangayo imong gahom, Father O God. And I pray, Father O God, that your Holy Spirit will be our master teacher this morning, Lord. Have your way with us this morning, Lord, and continue, Lord God, to minister to your people, Lord God, that as we leave this place, Lord, amog yung makita, Ginoo, Lord God, ang imong pagkamatinud-anon, imong pagkahimugmaon, o gamong makita, Ginoo, Lord God, imong pag-usab ka namo, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise for this morning, Lord. This is our prayer in Christ, and we pray. Amen and amen. You may now take your seat, mga kaigsoon. In line with our message this morning, mga kaigsoonan, ako ninyo uluhan akong mensahe karong kabuntagon. In fact, mga kaigsoonan, it's a question, title question, nga niingon dere, how much does it take for you to turn against Christ? Okay? So, how much does it take for you to turn against Christ? Okay? Or what way for you to turn against Christ? No? Now, in our Christian life, mga kaigsoonan, as I said, the Bible talks about assurance of salvation. The Bible talks about being secure in the hands of God. In fact, mga kaigsoonan, the Bible tells us here in John chapter 10, verse 10, that the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And the Bible tells us, Jesus Christ tells us, that no one can snatch us out of the hands of God. So, it talks about our eternal assurance and security diha sa Ginoo. And the Bible tells us that once we are in Christ, we are secure because in John 1:12, ingon si Jesus Christ, that to those who believed in Him, He gave the right to become children of God. Now, we need to understand, mga kaigsoonan, no? We need to understand these things here in the book of Galatians, that these letters of Paul to the Galatians, medyo lahi ni siya og tuno, no? Kaya kung imong tanawon ang Corinthians, mga kaigsoonan, Paul was addressing a behavior problem sa church. These are called professing Christians, but the way they live their life, dili man makita ang Kristohano nila. Now, in this letter to the Galatians, mga kaigsoonan, si Paul medyo isog kay siya. Okay? Because Paul here was addressing a doctrine. No? Okay na kung mubiyag ka sa church because of doctrinal differences, okay ra na siya. Now, okay ra na, mga kaigsoonan, for our fellow brethren nga nasa mga churches, okay ra na kung magkasinabuta sa mga minor doctrines lang. But when it comes to major doctrines, doctrines that talk about our salvation, our eternal security, then we have to disagree with them. Nga naman, because the Bible tells us, mga kaigsoonan, that there is only one gospel that will give man, that will bring man into heaven. Okay? Now, in our time today, mga kaigsoonan, it's very sad. That's why ako itong ipakita kanina, because a lot of false teaching, a lot of false gospels are coming out. Take for example, the health, wealth, and prosperity gospel. At makita that this gospel teaches that if you are in Christ, you are richly blessed. And it's very sad, mga kaigsoonan, because some of those preachers nga nagtudloan ni mga kaigsoonan in the US, dato kay sanan, they're billionaires. Okay? And it's very sad, mga kaigsoonan, because the gospel that they teach will give the people the false assurance that they are saved. Muna ang problema. Now, another gospel na ito makita is the gospel of good works. This gospel will tell you that your salvation, for it to be complete, you have to do this one, no? You have to do good works, you have to do these things, kinahanglan ka magpabaptize, and there is that baptismal regeneration as well. I don't know if nakadungog mo ana, mga kaigsoonan, but that teaching will tell you that in order for you to be completely saved, you have to go through the rituals of baptism. Muna nga, dili pa ka maluwas, dili mahingpit imong kaluwasan, kung dili ka magpabautismo. Okay? So, muna ilang pagtulunan sa gitawag na ito, baptismal regeneration. Nga, kinahanglan ka, igdawat mo ni Jesus Christ, kinahanglan ka magpabautismo para mahingpit imong kaluwasan. And we can see in scripture, mga kaigsoonan, that salvation is faith alone in Christ alone. Nothing else, nothing more. Okay? Faith in Christ alone. So, muna ang problema. Because kung imong tanaw, naam sa mga biblical references nga mo refer ana. No? Then, in our time today, mga kaigsoonan, because of the impending things, no, human rights that are going against us in our world today, at makita nga nana sa mga gay one, way back, mga, I think, mga 5 years or 6 years ago, I bought one book dito sa Dumaguete. And the title of the book is The Gay Gospel. Okay? So ibasa na ko, okay naman. Murag sakto ilang point no, nasa sila point, pero kung tanaw ni mga scripture mga kaigsoonan, dili man ni mao. And it's very sad because today there is what we call as well the LGBT plus gospel. Okay? And so I don't know if you saw this one, but there was this one post in Facebook na kung imong tanawon, okay ra kuno, okay ra. He was a professing Christian. It was a church. Gaila kuno church. Pwede sila magkasal og same-sex marriage. I don't know if you know this one, mga kaigsoonan, but all throughout the world, all in the world, no, ang same-sex union okay na. There is Pilipinas, ato pa nang gidibatihan. Okay? Pero kung tanawon na to, medyo padung na tadiha. Now, union pa lang na, wala pang marriage. In some parts of the world, ang same-sex marriage, medyo okay na. Pero sa Pilipinas, ato pang gidibatihan ang same-sex union. But in some countries, okay na na. Now, it shocks you, mga kaigsoonan, because in South Korea, ang South Korea, mga kaigsoonan, ang adultery dito, gilegalize na nila. Diba, sa ato there is, it's a crime. In fact, it's in the Ten Commandments. Pero dito, it's already a law. Okay? Kung baba, lalaki ka, binyo ka, ganahan ka sa kababay, pwede ka mangabit. And for them, it's okay. And so that's the world that we're living. And you know what? In all of these things, mga kaigsoonan, that's an attack to the wisdom of God. Diba? The God who made everything, the God who is a star-breather God, the God who made man in the image and likeness, the God who instituted marriage, mga kaigsoonan, is a sovereign and wise God. And that's why, subok kay pamalandungon, mga kaigsoonan, that kita karon sa atong time, i-question nimo ang wisdom sa Ginoo. It's very sad. And that's why, mga kaigsoonan, in order for us to continue in our Christian faith, we have to understand this one true gospel. And this gospel, dili lang ni, in a way, okay naman ko, luwas naman ko, I don't need the gospel anymore because I'm already saved. There was this one pastor in America, gi-invite siya sa Osaka school. It's a seminary school. Gi-invite siya and he said it was Paul Washer. Siya, Paul Washer, we will invite you in our school. And this is a Bible school, ha? Kasagara mga, all of the students are mga coming pastors. And gipangutan na siya, unsa man imong topic? And Paul Washer said, my topic will be about the gospel. And giingnan siya nga, you cannot share that one because these students are all quote-unquote Christians. In fact, nga sila, padung na nila pagka-pastors, padung na nimo graduate ba? No? And Paul Washer said, you know what? The gospel is not just for the believers. The gospel is also for you believers. It's not just, no, the gospel is not just for the unbelievers. The gospel is also for the believers. That's why we have to preach the gospel every day in our lives and so on. Because the gospel will always confront us of our sinfulness. The gospel will always confront us with our pride. The gospel will always confront us with our, it helps us to be humble. So, diha na to makita mga kaigsoonan that kung tanaw na to mga kaigsoonan ang gospel, kung masabta na to, this one true gospel that Christ was preaching, that Paul was laboring here in this church in Galatia, then that will be nga magpadayon mo diha sa Ginoo. And you know what's the reason in all of these things? Take for example, what's the reason nga nung si Joshua Harris departed from his faith? Ang pangutana is, do he really understand the gospel? For sure, he understand it. And that's why, mga kaisunan, every day sa atong life, we need to preach the gospel. Because we need to understand that wala lang, ang atong salvation, as I said, no, time and time again, I'll always remind this one to the people, that our salvation comes in three tenses. Dili ra na, anyway, luwas naman ko, okay na ko. Di ba? I'm going to heaven anymore, okay na ko. No. You need to understand that every day, mga kaisunan, ang atong sanctification process, it's not just about our justification anyway. I'm already heaven bound. I can live the way I want to live out my life. That is not what the gospel is all about. Because the more we understand the gospel, the more we see our sinfulness. The more we dig deeper on the truth of the Word of God, the more we see the holiness of God, and the more we see how sinful we are in our lives. And that's why in spite of our accomplishment in this world, quote-unquote, mga successes in this world, and so on, when we truly lived out the gospel every day of our lives, makayong ta, Lord, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Lord, all of my accomplishments are nothing, Lord God. Diba? Nganuman? Because you understand that you are only a steward of the blessings of God. You understand that all that you possess, all that you hold, iyan na sa Ginoo. Di ba? Stewards lang ka, ana. And because you are only stewards, ang imong next question, Lord, how can I glorify you through these things? Lord, how can I make you known in this relationship that I have right now? Lord, how can I exalt your name of the blessings that I have right now, Lord? Now, when you talk about blessings, dilira na siya good things, but even the bad things that happens to you. Anong blessing man na? Because through that thing, you come to realize that you are not of your own. Diba? When God allows that thing, because He wants you to be glorified in that. Og mauna, mga kaigsoonan, that is what the gospel is to us. And that's why, in our text, mga kaigsoonan, how much does it take for you? Now, I want you to ask that question bitaw, no? How much does it take for me to turn against Christ? And siguro mo ana ka murag di man siguro, murag wala man siguro amount of financial gain or unsa kaha no nga mo turn against ko sa Ginoo. Praise the Lord for that. Or what does it take for you to turn against Christ? Then mo ana ka siguro pastor murag wala man siguro kay for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Praise the Lord. But you know what, mga kaigsoonan, reality sinks in. That even if you are a Christian, mga kaigsoonan, again, we need to check our hearts every now and then. Because our heart, the Bible tells us, is deceitful above all things. And that's why, kung imong tan-aon, mga kaigsoonan, bitaw, Lord, noon sa kahan, what if kung mahitabo ni na ko, Lord, magpadayon pa ba ako ni mo? Because I remember a time, mga kaigsoonan, when I was in high school, college, I joined the youth ministry. And during that time, I was so active in the ministry. And you know what? There was this one sister that I'm looking up to. Kay ganahan ko sa iyang zeal, sa iyang passion, sa iyang pag-serve sa Ginoo. In fact, during the time, she is one of our leaders sa among youth ministry. She was so on fire. Asa mga meetings, asa mga prayer meetings, naagyod siya. Mga meetings sa among youth ministry, naagyod siya. Then what happened, mga kaigsuunan, pag college, on fire ya po siya sa Ginoo. She was still part of the youth group sa youth ministry namo. Then pagka-graduate niya, mga kaigsuunan, the next thing I know, nakabana siya og ang akong amigo, nanguyab niya, I don't know, unsa gyud lang score, okay balo. Pero pagkahibaw na ko, mga kaigsuunan, naminyo siya og usa ka kwartahan nga tao, Chinese, kay Chinese man to siya, pero unbeliever. Okay? Unbeliever. And the next thing I know, pagkaibawan ko siyang tita, ang kuha, mao ba? Wa na ko nung nagsimba sa usa ka Christian church. Murag, wala na ko nung nagsimba, kaya iyang bana, di naman mo simba niya, di man mo simba, di man mo kuyog niya. Katong uyab pa sila, kuyog pa niya. Katong naminyo na sila, wala na nagkuyog. And so karon, murag, I don't know if basing nimbalik, then I was pondering at the back of my mind, what happened to her? Diba? Active kay siya sa ministry, among ate-ate, among leader, then in that one wrong choice, what happened to her? Diba? So akong pangutana, mga kaigsoonan, is she really a Christian? Or unsa kaha? Because anyway, biblical man sana, diba? In Matthew 7, ingon diha, diba? Matthew 7:20, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and in your name cast out demons and do miracles? And God will tell them, away from me, for I never knew you. Diba? And so that's the question. On fire, mga ito, dasig, mga ito siya, but what happened to her? Just one wrong choice in life, mga kaigsoonan, it crumbles everything. But anyway, I don't know if she is a Christian or not. O ko kay bawa na. But the way I looked at her life now, the fact nga wala na siya sa nabugnaw na siya sa iyang buluhaton sa Ginoo, the fact nga ning compromise siya siyang faith, I really don't know. Because if she is a believer then tomorrow pwede siya mabalik, next year pwede siya mabalik, I don't know. Okay? Pero sayangan lang ko, mga kaigsoonan, because it once was zeal, grabe yung fervor in serving the Lord, in just a one wrong choice yung life na wagtang. Okay? So mo itong nahitabo. Now, in your point, mga kaisumito, no, what, how much does it take for you? Or unsa kaha? And I have known for some people, no, nga on far kay sa ministry, akong kauban sa una, sa youth, dasig kay istana, no? Dasig yun. Nakauyab man siya, iyang kauban, ang iyang uyab, iyasang worker, kauban ng mga worker sa church, on fire kay istana, Christian, lipay kay siya. Karon kay nagbuwag man sila. Nawagtang nasa, ding balik sa kalibutan. Asa naman si Kuan? Ambot asa. Asa na ka? And it's very sad. So the question is, what happened to these people? Diba? Who once tasted these things, the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, the love of God? Ang ilang pag-adto sa church is because of God or because of the people around them kay matabang. Hello? Diba? And I have known of people, no? Nga on fire kay sana tungod kay ilang boss, mao may tag-iya. When I was in Dumaguete, mga kaigsoonan, I have a Bible study sa usa ka kumpanya. Kaya ang tag-iya dito, amo mang member, Bible study. Sige, appeal, sige, join. Pagtaod-taod, pagkawagtan sa silang boss, katumular ka, mag-unsa na, kanang mag-vacation tour for pilakabuan. Wa na sad sa church. Kuasa naman kasi. Pagbalik sad sa silang boss, ding balik na sad. Oy. So anyway, that's the reality of life. And that's why, mga kaigsoonan, this morning, personally, you ask this question, we don't know, how does it take for me? How much does it take for me to turn against Christ? Because this is a good point to, this is a good question to ponder, mga kaigsoonan. Because again, as I said, I really don't know what's your motive in coming to Christ. I really don't know unsa man imong desire yung ginigduol ka sa Ginoo. Because if you are a genuine child of God, mga kaigsoonan, we need to understand this one. That what really matters for us is our relationship with the Word of God. What really matters to us is our relationship with the Word of God in relation to the God who gives the Word. Ug mauna, mga kaigsoonan, sa atong pagpadayon, sa atong pag-progress, sa atong paglakaw sa atong Kristohanong kinabuhi, mga kaigsoonan, every day is a struggle. But it is a win-win struggle because we know that God is with us. And that's why the Bible tells us, di ba, in Psalms, that we need to meditate the Word of God day and night. Nga naman, because this is the only way nga ma-keep track ta, mga kaigsoonan, sa gusto sa Ginoo na to. Because our hearts, mga God, is deceitful above all things, especially today. Di ba? For the new generations, for the millennials, di ba, inigmatas buntag, what comes to mind? Is it the Word of God? Or it is the Facebook? Or your, unsa ka? I really don't know. Di ba? And that's the reality that we're facing. No, unsa may musod sa itong mind, and that's the challenge that we have right now in our world. Di ba? And so muna ningon si Paul, mga kaigsoonan, sa atong text. No, again, we need to understand this one here, because in this whole letter here, in this one letter ni Paul sa Galatians, Paul here explained the meaning of justification and sanctification by faith alone. Now, we need to understand nga ang sanctification na ito, mga kaigsoonan, kanya itong justification, that's the moment, that's the time that you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and personal Savior because you understand the gospel. Okay? Because a lot of people, mga kaigsoonan, when you share the gospel, you share to them Jesus as Savior. Mauna ang problema. Because even in my life, in my experience before, gidawat na ko ang Ginoo because somebody shared to me the gospel and the gospel is shared to me the wata ang Ginoo para dili ka maimperno. Kinsa may ganahang tao maimperno? Diba? So if that's the message, kinsa may tao dili ganahan mo dawat ni Jesus Christ as Savior? So at that point, akong gidawat si Jesus Christ kay hadlo ko maimperno. And that's the message that I received from that moment. And so from that time, mga kaigsoonan, yes, I'm a Christian, but you know what? The way I live my life the way I want it. Ako gihapon, ngano man? Kay Savior raman si Lord. In other words, I did not understand what lordship is all about. Mao to ang problema. Because I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, but not as Lord. Diba? And so later on, when I live my life, di man gihapon ko sigurado na may problema. Until I understand what the gospel is all about. That the gospel is all about the sinfulness of man and the righteousness and holiness of Jesus Christ. And so from that time on, I was confronted with my sin that no matter what good works, what no matter on sa akong paningkamot, akong buhaton mo, fail yun ko. Ano man. Because no amount of good works can bring you to heaven. And that's why Jesus Christ, God the Father, 2,000 years ago, He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross, kay dili man yun na tumabuhat ang pag-adug langit on our own merits. Not even the religious system, mga kaigsoonan, that's no way for you, mga ato kag langit. And so I understand the gospel. Mao din yung gospel, no? So when I understand the gospel, I understand the saviorship of Christ in my life. At the same time, I understand what lordship is all about. And so from that time on, I accept Jesus not just as Savior, but as Lord as well. So pagdawat na ko ni Jesus Christ as Lord, then dito na ko nasabtan, Lord, my life is not about me anymore. It's not about what I want. It's not about what I desire. But Lord, it's all about you. And that is what lordship is all about, mga kaigsoonan. Dawato ni mo si Jesus Christ, parang imong eternity dili lang fireproof. But dawato ni mo siya because you want Him to control your life, to guide your life. You want Him to reign supreme over all aspects and areas of your life. That's why if Christ is not Lord of all at all, then He's not Lord of all sa imong life. So it's all or nothing. Lord, ikaw sa akong Lord, sa akong ginabuhi, pero inig Monday to Friday, Lord, ako ang akong life. No. Every day sa imong life, you need God to rule over your life. Lord, fill my mind with your truth, Lord. That's why the Bible, mga kaisunan, it's very explicit. Take your thought captives. Diba? Renew your mind. Nga naman. Because God knows that the battle here is in the battle starts in the mind. You have to take it captives in obedience to the word of God. So that is our justification. Pagkadahibaw ni mo sa gospel, imong gidawat si Jesus Christ, you are justified. You are saved from the penalty of sin, which is hell. And so ang atong sanctification, nagpadayo na. Wala nagpasabot nga, naluwas na kagahapon, karon Lord, dawat mo. Pasabot niya, ang sanctification mo, nagpadayo na siya. And all of these things, it's because of faith alone. So diha na ito makita, mga kaisun, that even in our justification, it's by faith alone. In our sanctification, Lord, di ba, kaya ang sanctification mo, the moment you have the Holy Spirit in you, every day sa itong life, ugma, ginasanctify ka sa Ginoo. Nagpray ka, Lord, I pray for self-control. I pray for patience, Lord. Makita niyo mga kaigsoonan that everyday ang Ginoo naginahinay og lihok sa imong kinabuhi. Ang Ginoo mga kaigsoonan, He started to give you this awareness of what sin is. Everyday sa imong life, makabantay ka mga kaigsoonan as you progress in your sanctification, makabantay ka nga ang Ginoo nagtika stricto sa imong kinabuhi. You started to see sin the way God sees it every time you read the scripture, every time you read the word of God, because God has given you that hungering thirst yung word. Makita ni mo nga, Lord, ingunan ni mga Lord. And so makita ni mo mga kaisunan, as you grow in your Christian life, in your sanctification, ang Ginoo nagtika stricto sa imong kinabuhi. You started to see sin the way God sees it. So una, okay ram ni nako, pero karon mo rag, nanamoy conviction, murag, lahi magyod akong life. Lahi magyod akong heart. Ngano man, because nakita ni mo mga kaisunan nga ang Ginoo nagtika stricto sa imong kinabuhi. Umaw na siya atong sanctification. Every day, gina-sanctify ta sa Ginoo. And all of those things, because of your faith sa Ginoo. Now, mao na igsuon nga here, ang argument ni Paul dere, sa kaning letter niya sa Galatians, he argued their validity. Doon ito makita from experience sa Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. How valid it is, yan ang gi-argue from experience. Ingon si Paul, no, ang justification, ang sanctification, it's by faith. Alone. Pagtuor na to diya sa Ginoo. So, he argued that from the point of his experience. Ato makita sa Galatians 1:3-5. Then, from scripture. No? From Galatians 6:14, ato makita diya nga, yan ang givalidate mga kaisuunan from the scripture. Okay? And then, from logic. No? From Galatians 15:29, yan ang gi-argue from logic. Igsuon. So, kung atong tanaw, no, to dissuade his readers from returning to the reliance on the Mosaic law. Kaya kung atong tanaw, no, this Judaism, nimbalik man sila from the law. So ang ilang bases, nagsugos lang sa Ginoo, nagsugos sa balaod, naang balaod kailang isundan, at the same time, instead of believing on God, believing on the power of the Holy Spirit, atong makita nga, they were so attuned to it, nga to the point, ang ilang bases sa ilang pagsunod, ang ilang bases sa ilang kaluwasan, ibalik sila sa Mosaic Law. And Paul said, no, you started to believe in God, continue in it, no? Kay buhi man ang Ginoo. Now here, another thing ang gipakita ni Paul dere mga kaigsuonan, in this passage, no, sa Galatians 3, Paul argued against legalism. So siguro makadungog mo ani mga kaigsuonan, unsa man ang legalism? And you know what? A lot of Christians sometimes ma-fall into that, di ba? Nagbasa na kasi yung Bible, di ba? Inana ba? Uy, dapat magbasa kasi yung Bible sa kadlawon gyud. Dapat ang inyong fellowship kana yung sayos buntag. Di ba? I mean, naaman tayong mga services, di ba? 8, 9, di ba? So, if you go to the main church, yung uban, dapat ka na yung first, gini mo, huwag man ay problema, mga kaigsuonan, kung asa ka, ang problema diyan, nasa imong kasing-kasing. Because kung asa pa nga service mo appeal, kung imong heart is not right, then problema na siya. So, muna yung gi-argue ni Paul, because you know what? A lot of Christians, usahay, ma-fall into the trap. Dapat mo, sayo ko sa buntag, kay mag-quiet time ko. Dapat akong quiet time ka na yung sayos kabuntagon kay nindot. Okay man na siya. That's, I have no problem with that. Pero kung imo nang buhaton because so that ka na ang Ginoo malipay ni mo, di ba, kaluyan ka sa Ginoo, then forget about it. Kaya naman because that's legalism. Legalistic na. Any time of the day, mga kaigsuonan, kung asa ka comfortable, kung asa sakto imong heart, then you can do that. Di ba? So muna ang gi-argue ni Paul, no, ang legalism. Okay? So, unsa man siya kanin, the belief that we can make ourselves acceptable to God by keeping the rules. Okay? The watong ta sa Ginoo, if we do this, I tell you this, mga kaigsuonan, wala na kaya ngayon buhaton nga higugmaon ka sa Ginoo because God loves you more. His love for you is unconditional. Diba? Mutabang ko ani, magbuhat ko ani para kaluyan ko sa Ginoo. No. God loves us. Ang ator yung buhaton is mohumble ta sa Ginoo. Diba? Mo acknowledge lang, Lord, if I have sinned, I'm sorry, Lord God. Because the love of God is unconditional. No? So, mauna siya ang problema. You know what? Even for Christians, usahay, maabot na nato. Diba? Dapat ang praise and worship, dapat mo atuta. Yung nana nga mga idea ba? No? We forget nga what God looks at is our heart before the Lord. Mauna, mga kaigsuonan, if we love the Lord, makita nato ang atong pag-obey diha niya. We are not bounded by the rules. Diba? But we are bounded by the Spirit. Diba? Na prompting, na conviction sa Holy Spirit nimo. Okay? So muna, again, another thing that Paul argued, another thing ayang gi-argued is kanang numism. Actually, medyo pare-parehara ni sila. Ang numism is the belief that we need to make law the ruling governor of our lives. Okay? Mauni ang gingon sa balaod. Mauni, diba? And a lot of people are doing that. No? Usually, take for example, kanang mga Seventh-day Adventists. No, they're forward yun na sila on sige ingon sa balaod. And so, we have to be careful with that. Umuni ang gi-argue ni Paul dere, numism from the Greek word nomos, which means the law. Okay? So, in the church during the time, na inaabot, no, nga mga false teachers nga nagtudloan eh. And so, ilan yung ginatudlo. And so, ang Christians, ang mga Galatians Christians, nakita nila, uy, murag sakto sad. And so Paul was writing this letter to counter that teaching. So here, mga kaigsuonan, ingon si Paul dere sa verse 1, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? So ingon si Paul dere, mga kaigsuonan, you foolish Galatians, in fact, it's a term nga kung sa itong pinulungan ron, morag na malika si Paul. Diba? Mga buang-buang, sa Bisaya, diba? Maumana, buang-buang. Diba? You foolish. You fool. Aningon siya, who has bewitched you? Okay? Now, kanan na word, mga kaigsuonan, sa Bisaya, unsa man na siya? Unsa na siya, kuya? Sa Bisaya? Lamat, no? Kinsa may naglamat ninyo? So, ingon si Paul dere, na shock siya, kay ingon siya, kinsa may nag-bewitch ninyo, kanan na word. Now, kanang word na bewitch, mga kaigsuonan, that's why in our time today, no, kinahanglan, nindot kini siya na ito patanaon, because in our time, mangod karon, grabe kayo ang deception sa yawa. Di ba? In one thing or another, makita ni mga murag, naakas Ginoo din, ugma, wala. og mo ni akong isultin yung the other, di ba ganina? Now, this is what happened, no? In my experience, mga kaigsunan, there was one time, kato na pamitindahan sa, namay tindahan sa konsulasyon, naman may Bible study ato, no? So, namay customer, ni apel sa Bible study, in a way, kuyog-kuyog siya na mo, apel siya dito, nalipay mi kay nakita na mo iyang pag-progress, no? Gida niya iyang asawa, niya gida niya iyang mga anak. Then, pila ka buwan mga kaisunan na wagtang to siya. Nawaasan naman to si Kuan. Di ay to, na dito siya kaso. Kay before, formerly ko ano to siya, kanam carnapper ba? So, na nakakita niya, nalipay ko kay after sa Bible study, ni surrender siya, ni acknowledge siya, unya nagpa-priest, I mean, gidakop siya, na-priso siya. So, later on, yung wife, among ginkaris yung wife, mauni yung anak-anak, te, anak, padayan lang tas Ginoo. Then, pila ka months, mga kaisunan, nawagtang, pila ka tuig, nawagtang, nakita mig balik, iko, oy te, asan man mo? Wala naman mo ni Simba, wala ko kita ninyo, ano ba? So, ang itabo mga kaigsuunan, they belong, ning join sila sa Osaka Church, ang church is Mormons, kaya doon lang doon silang balay, o niya nahitabo dahil mga kaigsuunan, kani mga Mormons, bisita silang balay, naghatag og nagipang dala, mga bugas, unsa na diha, in a way, gitabangan sila. So, na-indebted siguro to sila, muto ning balihin sila dito. Iko kuya, at the back of my mind ko, dili man sila ko sila mapugos, pero tinuod baka to sila, no? Namun yung nahitabo mga kaigsuunan, ingon siya, who has bewitched you? Unsa may reason, yan nung biya man mo, ang reason dito, because of the humanitarian works. Maayo man kay sila mo tabang, maayo kay sila mo support sa pamilya, maayo kay sila mo provide og mga material things. So mauto na daog sila. Tungod kay na-indebted naman sila, pag-invite nila sa church, ning duol sa sila sa church. Okay? So muna ang problema, muna ingon si Paul, mga kaigsuunan, kinsa, who has bewitched you, Galatians? And that's why, mga kaigsuunan, in our time today, we have to be very careful. Okay? Okay man ang mo-join kaglaing church as long as the church is biblically centered, Christ-centered, gospel-centered, kay at least kahibaw ka, sige pang tudlo. Kung mo-appeal kay church because nadala lang ka sa kanang ilang, I don't know unsay nagdala nimo, then you really don't know, waka kahibaw kung sakto ba nilang pagtulunan, diha, magka-problema ta. Because after all, mga kaigsuunan, what is at stake is our eternity. Okay? Mauna, importante kay mga kaigsuunan, Paul said, who has bewitched you? So the word bewitched, igsuon, in Greek, mauna na siya murag, lulled us by a magic spell. No? So, unwarily to accept, no? Kanang falsehood for truth. No? Wala kay pag wala kay kanang pagtuntuon, gidawat nimo, no, ang falsehood for the truth. So muna yung nahitabo, dali kay sila mura sila nalamat. Nakita siguro mao ni ang problema. Nakita siguro nila mga kaigsuunan nga nakita nila kanang mga teachers nga grabe kay kanang mga unsa na, no, kanang mga pagtudlo unya. Siguro na yung mga miracles pud ang nahitabo. So pagtan-aw nila, oy, murag tinuod siguro ni. And that's why, so even today, we have to be very careful. Because you know what? This health and wealth and prosperity gospel, maminaw kanila, very convincing. I mean, paminaw, you try to listen to Joel Osteen, one of the biggest mega church in Texas. Maminaw ka, very charismatic. And try to listen to some of those mga prosperity preachers, mga kaigsuunan. One time, baka ng one of my classmates sa Bible school, gi-invite ko niya sa ilang church, kaya nakuno sila yung event. So, ako na siyang girespeto, so ning head ko sa invitation. So, I was there, dito ko sa ilang church. I'm just open ba sa working sa Holy Spirit. So, it was a Singaporean pastor na nga ito nag-preach. And I was listening. Pag first pa lang niyang preaching so, and I was taking down notes, no? Mga Bible verse yung gigamit. And so, ipang-check na ko ang mga scripture, iko, ayay, marag nag-problema na siya. I was listening to him, iko problema na siya interpretation da. Kaya na yung mga verses that he interprets it literally. Iko murag na ni problema da. So I was listening to him, nindot man, ma-encourage man ka. Pero kung mo siyang tanawon, makita niya mga murag na ay problema. The way he interprets the scripture, iya lang ipang string. So later on, kato ng time, pakabot na spark nga, who wants to be revived? No? Kinsa may ganahan magpa-puno sa Holy Spirit. So ako sad, with all honesty and sincerity, I was there. Kay ko, Lord, ganahan ko, Lord, nga ma-feel ni mo. Then when the pastor starts to pray, people are nangatumba na. Nangatawa. Iya, hindi na ni mauda. So, I was Namco's line. So, I was looking at the line. Giprihan to niya usa. Slain. And ko, Lord, I'm just, i-open lang akong heart, Lord. No, I just want to be refreshed. Ang usa na slain, hapit na ko. And ko, Lord, I want you to move in my life. I am just very, kuan, honest ba? Nga ganahan ko, nga imo kong i-revive pagbalik. Kung na akong kasing-kasing, na wagtang, nalayo na ni mo. Hapit na ko. Then, pag ako na mga kaisunan, I'm just open. No? Nag-pray na siya na ko. Then I started to feel the power. The power of the push. Then akong gi kontra ba. Ko okay ra man Lord kung i-push ko sa Holy Spirit pero kung siya mag-push na ko, ako yun ang i-resist kay same siya push, siya brother relax pud ko. Kay every time he push, ako may i-counter. So mag-ana magkaunsa ba? Then wag yun siya, brother relax. Pag relax na ko, akong giduot, natumba ko. Then ako maka balik, ingo, yay. So anyway, I fall down, pero not because of the Holy Spirit, but because of His Spirit nga nag-push na ko. Ingo, dili ni maayo. And you know what, mga kaisunan, people are laughing. No, nag-unsa kay sila, and we're shouting. And some of them are young people. I said, Lord, if tinuuray yun ni sa Holy Spirit, then makita yun mo ang sanctification, ang righteousness ano yung bataan na. Then after ato, naninog na itong mga bata, no? Mga kiata ni mga bataan na. Storya sila nga ito. I'm not judging. I'm ko nag-judge. Pero ako lang nakita mga kaisunan because in ana ang good nga ways, no? In ana nga ways ba, di ba? A lot of people are deceived by that. Okay? So anyway, pariharam ta, Christian ka. That's why we have to look at the scripture. We have to scrutinize it. Because when you talk about the Holy Spirit's movement, one of the works of the Holy Spirit, yun mga kaigsuunan, is that it will give you a desire to please God. A desire to see sin, di ba, that God sees it. Hatagan ka o desire, baka makaibaw pag yun ka, sa, kung sa mga butang sa imong life, makinhalan ka usbon. If there are things sa imong life, mga kaigsuunan, that you are struggling, maunang ipatrabaho sa Ginoo sa imong ikinabuhi. Because as we progress in our Christian life, mga kaigsuunan, nakmakita ni mo that the Holy Spirit, God, that God is working in your life because hinay-hinay, magtika-humble man ka. Because the more you progress, the more you see yourself, Lord, I am really unworthy, Lord. And that's what happened to the Apostle Paul. As he progressed in his Christian life, the more, nakaingon siya, Lord, wretched man that I am, who can save me. Diba? I am the worst of all sinners. Ano man? Because as he grows, nakita niya kung unsa ka glorious, unsa ka majestic, unsa ka holy, unsa ka righteous ang Ginoo, mga kaisunan. In that sense, mo ng atong spiritual arrogance, kaya natong pag-arrogante, hinahinay na sa Ginoo, i-address na ang problema. Pero as you grow in your Christian life, the more ka nahimong hambugiro, the more ka nahimong arrogante, I think we have the problem with that. We need to ask ourselves, Lord, kinsa man ni Holy Spirit, kinsa man ni Spirit ang naan ako? Hello? Amen? As we grow in our Christian life, di ba, for the marriage, the more ka mo love sa Ginoo, the more mo i-love imo spouse, imo mga anak. Di ba? As you grow in your relationship with the Lord, the more ka mahumble sa inyo nga naman because you are undeserving on the love of God. Ugmaw na ang problema, mga kaigsuunan. Because you know what? In our Christian life, I'll tell you this, adversity reveals character. Hello? Amen? Hello? Di ba? Adversity reveals character. Kaya nabito ang pinakaon sa problema sa iyong balay, sa iyong kinabuhi, diha mo gawas sa iyong kinaiya. Di ba? Nag-pray kasi sa buntag. Diba, nagluto imong kinsa kay imong helper, pagawas imo nga sunog na wa man problema imo na lang kasamaan. Diba? Imo man ang rice nga masuko ka. Pero ang pangutana ba, when you do that, does it glorifies God or unsa kay way para mag-glorify ang Ginoo? Diba? A lot of quote unquote Christians mga kaigsuonan na mga helper mo imong sigreklamo. I have this one Bible study way back in Dumaguete. Kani nga membro ka nang tarawan nimo sa church, very active. Active kayo sa church, involved dire, tabang dito, hatag dire. Pero I have my Bible study sa mga helper. Di na ako ganun balik. Nga naman, kaya ilang mga yung ungus, ma'am, sir, mauni, pastor, kibaw ka mauna. Kulisudaan niyo eh. Di ba? Naasa church niya, ilang mga helper mismo ka nang lisod ka istanan. Di ba? I mean, what's my point for this, Igsoon? Ang akong point for this ba, yes, kung Kristuhan nun ta, di ba? How can we make Christ known to our helpers, to the people nga murag ubos na to? Di ba? Nga naman. Because you know what? Ang atong Christianity, mangod ko, atong tanawon, that's why in the book of James, God, dito gi-point ni James ang no favoritism. That every believer, every person in the eyes of God, equal na sila. In other words, we have equal for them. Okay? So anyway, muni ang point, ingon si Paul dere sa Galatia, Galatians, who has bewitched you, nga naman, nganong dali man kay mo ning biya ning tuyok unsa man ninyong nakita tungod kay nakita ninyo ang murag ang mighty moving aningon si Paul mao ni rason og mo nay rason mga kaigsuonan that in Galatians 1 ingon si Paul di ba sa Galatians 1 ingon si Paul even if an angel from heaven di ba in Galatians 1:8 will preach a gospel other than the one you preach ingon siya let him be eternally condemned because sometimes mga kaigsuonan this quote unquote mga angels, di ba? I mean, na mga tao nga murag, na mga power nga maka-change o butang, no, maka-usab. Pero kung atong tanawon mga kaigsuonan, is it biblical? Is it scriptural? Di ba? O ba ito na yung reason, kinsa itong Mary, katubitong Mary katong nagpa way back dito sa Mexico man siguro to, nga there was this three boy nga to prove nga naasiya katong na mga flowers na rin niya pag on those flowers, dayang naong. And a lot of people are worshiping that. Di ba? In fact, dili raman sana dito. In fact, here in Karkar, there was that dancing sun. Di ba? In Karkar, and people believe, oy, na ay manifestations, na ay apparitions. With that, we have to be very careful. That's why, morning on si Paul, if an angel from heaven, and so, ingon si Paul, who has bewitched you? Tungod kay nakita ninyo, nga na ay mga mighty works, na ay mga miracles, yan lang ibuhat, so you believe? Instead of starting in Christ, from there, ning tuyok mo, nailad mo, ning kuyog mo nila. And ingon si Paul, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? So, in this sense, mga kaisunan, take note ha, ingon dire, who, ang word na who dire, ingon si Paul, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? In Greek, mga kaisunan, kanang who, it's in the plural, and Paul was referring there to no other than Satan himself, possibly. Because perhaps it suggests that the devil was the author of this false teaching. Kaya wa mang gilain. Di ba? Siya, who has bewitched you? It's in the plural. Another argument nga itong makita din mga kaigsuonan, ingon siya, before your very eyes, it was very clear that Jesus Christ was portrayed as crucified. Okay? So, ingon si Paul dire, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. This emphasizes that the cross was to separate them forever from the curse and bondage of the law. So, ningon diri si Paul, mga kaigsuonan, you Galatians, you know the gospel. It was clearly seen to you that Jesus Christ was crucified. In this sense, you understand that because of the cross, ang inyong sala gilangsang dito. And from that, you were set free from the curse and bondage of the law. It was very clear that Christ died for you. But now, ning biya mo, unsa kay reason? Ano ning biya man mo diha? Diba? So in verse 3, ningon siya, mga igsoon, are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain? So, muni ang point, mga kaigsuonan. At first, nagpadayon mo, you are persecuted. Pero karon, ano ning balik man mo? So, muni akong point, mga kaigsuonan, for us. You know what? In our time today, I want to contextualize this one. In our application, in ani ba? Diba? For some of us, grabe ang persecutions, we experience pain, we experience problem, afflictions in life. So, anay tabo nila mga kaigsuonan, for the moment, ningkuyog sila, no? They persevere. Gipersecute sila, gikonfiscate ilang property, okay? Badili affliction, abot nila. Padayon sila. But later on, mga kaigsuonan, grabe na yun siguro kayo tanan, ning give up sila, ning balik sila. And Paul said, have you experienced so much in vain? Katuma ka sakit because of your faith sa Ginoo. Nabaliwala na to. What happened to those? Di ba? You are persecuted because of the name of Christ. Now, ning balik mo, ning biya mo sa Ginoo. Now, what will those people say of you? diha mo, naa mo diha, that just because of these things, ning biya mo. Diba? At first, maay pa kay mustanan. So, ningon si Paul, have you experienced so much in vain? If it really was in vain. And that's why, mga kaigsoon, in our time today, no, wait mo tanawin, grabe kayo kasatol. Diba? I have this, I would like to share this on kaigsoon. We have this member dito sa H Mall, sa Lapu-Lapu. Actually, ang iyang ate, I have my Bible study sa Shangri-La. Ang iyang ate, mga kaigsoonan, nag-join sa Bible study. Ang iyang ate was quote-unquote professing Christian. Before ni siya naimong Kristuhanon, together sa iyang mga kauban, grabe kini manginom. Mag-inom after silang work, mag-inom sila. So, when they joined the Bible study, na-open nilang eyes, nag-join man sila G12, so saka, I forget the name sa church. Daghan kasi like question. So, ako silang itubag, mauni-mauna. And so, they were enlightened. From that time on, nagpadayon sila join. Ko I have my Bible study sa gawas, they joined sila sa among cell group together with uban niya mga kauban, nag-join sila. At that time, mga kaigsuuna, nalipay ko siyang response. Then, there was this one kauban niya, na kaniya usa kauban din ang lalaki, fellow worker po niya, he was married, minyo ni siya. Ang problema niya, kay wala na sila nagkatipon siyang uyab. In other words, buwag sila. Dili sila buwag in paper, but buwag sila sa ilang pagpuyo. And so what happened to this guy? Ganahan siya ni usa ka babae, kato akong kuan, kuyog sila. In a way, murag na item sila. Minyo pa tong lalaki. Uyab-uyab sila. Then, gipangutanan ako. Nangutanan ako, unsa man, are you really in a relationship? Gitubag man ko, dili man, pastor. Sige, I'll take you by your words. Okay, so moro to, ako. Then later on, mga kaigsuunan, nawagtang, nabugnaw, unsa man, ikaw, you know what? Ang sin manggod, muna siya maghatan ni Mugabugnaw. Then what happened to her? Ang iyang sister, mga kaigsuunan, ning join sa fellowship. Kaya mang invite katong tayo mga on fire pa kay siya. So, iyang sister ning join sa fellowship, estudyante pa maron, ang iyang sister, mga kaigsuunan, grabe kayo ka-persecuted sa iyang parents. Okay? So, ang iyang ate, kaya wala naman silang balay nagpuyo, ang iyang sister, naapaman siyang mama. Iyang mama, iyang papa, very religious. Grabe ka-religyoso. And you know what? Mag-message siya, pastor, kanang sorry, kaya wako naka-appeal, kaya gikuanan ko ni papa, kanang gibaharan ba? Kabaw ka, Iksonan, even sa kanabitaw nga persecution sa iyang family, kaya siya may Christian, iyang papa, iyang mama, grabe ka-religyoso. She always find time. Mangita yun siya way nga maka-fellowship. Unya na ay times mga kaigsuonan nga kana bitaw grabe gyud ang pagunsa siyang papa nga to the point palayason siya. But here she is nagpadayon, you know what, do you know what encourages me niya mga kaigsuonan? Grabe kayo yung love for the Lord. And every time siya, pastor, sorry nga na late ko ha pagsimba kay kanang nagtabang-tabang pa ang butyas trabaho sa balay para lang gyud kuno ko anan siyang mama ba niya mo lakaw siya. Inko, you know what, ang imong testimony no is very classic testimony. Of giyon sa kapag kuan sa imong mama, grabe ka hostile, grabe siya ka persecuted. But here she is, mga kaigsuonan, nagpadayon gihapon sa Ginoo. In fact, mga kaigsuonan, sa kanang bitong time mga kanang grabe kay siya kuan tungod sa family niya problem niya. Yan napag siya health problem, kaya naman siya kanang bitong imong dugo gamay ra ang red blood cells, anemic ba. Na times nga maglabad ko niyang ulo. Pero kabaw ka, in spite sa yung gi-go through igsoon, grabe kayo siya ka on fire sa Ginoo. Every Thursday, mo-join ko na siya sa prayer meeting kung makalugar siya, kung wala lang gi ka na mga kakulian, mo-join na siya sa mga prayer, ang prayer meeting nga to. Iko grabihan, iko sis, you know what, I was looking at you, iko nga grabihan, grabe sa imong love yun sa Ginoo, no? Now, here's a woman, no, nga under siya sa mercy siyang mama, siyang papa, isupress siya, i-persecute siya, sultihan siya negative, palayason siya to the point nga kanang wa na gyud na gyud siya tagagbound. Pero here she is, nangita gyud siya og way mga kaigsuonan nga mo-grow siya sa Ginoo, magbasa siya siyang Bible, kanang maka-fellowship siya. And you know what? Nagtan-aw ko niya, you know what sis? Every time I looked at you, ma-encourage ko. Nga naman, because of your faith sa Ginoo. Diba? So, ingon ana igsuon. No? Diha na ko makita ang mga kaigsuonan nga kanabi tong these are people who understand because before man good nag-join man sila og lahi nga church pagkakita niya daghan kay question. So I was telling her mao ni no I was sharing to her the gospel. I was preaching to her the gospel. And you know what, every time one time I was preaching this Galatians chapter 1 he was in tears after sa among kwan kay nakita niya siya, Pastor, mo muna akong nakita yun nga love ko sa Ginoo niyan. You know what, Pastor? Muna akong na-experience before sa iyang mama. Noon niya, karon mga kaigsoonan, nakita niya ang gugma sa Ginoo. With that, grabe iyang zeal for the Lord. And so, nautana ko niya, lasan ni sister, how much it take for you to turn against Christ? Iyan siya, Pastor, hantod siguro, mga mamatay ko, Pastor, until my breath runs dry, I will never give up Christ. And ko, praise the Lord for that sis. Ug mausa na kita, mga kaigsoonan, no? So, ingon si Paul dere, have you experienced so much in vain? And I thank the Lord because our sufferings, our pain, will prove sa atong paghigugma sa Ginoo. And you know what? The way we live our life, mga kaigsoonan, mauna siya ang testimony if our heart is right before the Lord. So, verse 1, ingon dere, so again, I ask, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you? By the works of the law or by your believing what you heard? So, ingon si Paul, verse 5, again, I ask, nangutan ako, does God give you His Spirit? Okay? And work miracles among you by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? And that's why, mga kaisunan, kana word diha nga kanang, kanabitong work miracles among you? Because a lot of false prophets, false teachers can work miracles as well. And a lot of people are deceived by that. And that's why, mga kaigsoonan, here, no, ingon dere, the coming of the lawless in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, ingon dere, the coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders. Yan ang buhaton. Okay? And mauna, people are deceived by that. And that's why we have to be very careful. We have to be rooted on the truth of the Word of God. Every day sa itong life, mga kaisunan, we have to nurture, we have to cultivate it. We have to preach the gospel to ourselves every day. We need to preach the gospel sa itong self every day. Because the more we live the gospel, the more we live, embrace the gospel and so on, the more we see the glory and the mercy of Christ in us. Dili ta nga yan, dili ta takos, but Christ made us worthy, not because of what we have done, but because of the love and what Jesus Christ did to us. Mauna, mga kaigsoonan, makita na to ang gahom sa Ginoo ang Panginoon sa itong kinabuhi. And you know what? This passage in Thessalonians, I will end on this with this story. One of our members, igsoon, sa kanang dito sa church sa H-Mall, nana siya grab, mga taxi ba? Yeah, is grab man. Nana siya sa ka-driver, mga kaigsoonan, nga very honest. Grabe yun, even to the pinaka-sentimo, centavo, iyan yun ang isulti. No? Very honest yun. And I was, iyan yung pangunta na kay, ganahan man siya sa gospel. Siya, buta na lagi, Pastor. Bisan ko nung, na'y musakay niya, no? Niya, kanang mo bayad niya, o kanang, example, 250 lang bayad, tagag to 300. Katong 50 iyan na to, supposedly. Pero iyan yung inon nga, kabaw ka, sir, kanang, gibayad ko 300 niya, tunga lang taan eh. Mayroon na, iya, dili, imo na na. Iya na siya ka-honest ba? Now, he wants to share the gospel, pero kanitawahan na mga kaigsoonan, I don't know if you, naman na yung documentary, one time I was looking at this documentary, kay kani siya, kanitawahan na he belong to a cult group, si John, I forget the name, nakay na sa Mindanao nga, dugay na siyang namatay, iyang lawas na preserve, yapon digto. So muna yung gitu, muto yung gituuhan, no? Isa kay bawo ka sir kani akong kani among kani ko no among agal kani ko no among kato ilang leader ba do kay nani namatay unya ang Ginoo while buhi pa nako yung nako ni gisulti ang Ginoo niya unya bisag dugay na kay namatay pila na katuig ang iyang lawas preserve gihapon and so they believed on it nga mao ni tinuod ni usan is mga Ginoo ang kabaw mo kay sunan ingkong grabihan niya no and my friend shared to him the gospel. Kaya good works man yun. Buutan yun kayo tanan. Iko grabiha ang deception sa yawa. No? Muna mga kaisoon, ako ni gishare ninyo. Because you know what, igsoon, I cannot guarantee you, naglingkod mo diha, for me personally, I cannot guarantee if that happens to you, I don't know if you turn baka, bito ano, mutuotan eh. Because in our time today, mga kaisoonan, Satan works as an angel of lights. Okay? Tanan, Satan will do anything and everything para mawagtang kasi mong faith. Now, tinuray kong Christian, if you are a true believer of Christ, mga kaigsoonan, continue to nurture and nourish your word with the truth of the word of God. Don't just limit yourselves. Atulang ko dito iksande, eh, musimba lang ko. Don't limit yourself. Okay? Every Tuesday, na may mentoring si Pastor Ramildre. Pwede mo, you can join with that because that is part of your investment sa imong Christian life. That's one way nga mo-grow ka sa imong pagkaila sa Ginoo. Because otherwise, mga kaisan, if you are not rooted with the Word of God, the world will eat you alive. Diba? Makita niyo ang inyong pag-anhidri and later on, makita niyo ang imong life na yung mga sin and check. Bisag uncheck na imong sin and confess sin, you can still go to church. Makita niyo ang Ginoo mo, I think okay naman. Then mo na yung winahinay nga downfall sa imong Christian life. It's a matter of time. And that's why it's very important, mga kaigsuonan, that yes, we have to read the Word of God day and night. Mamalandong ta, pamalandungan na to. If there are church activity that will help us augment our understanding sa Scripture, feel free to invest into it. Busy mong kustrabaho. I mean, kanang work is blessing from the Lord. But don't allow the blessing, will have its upper hand, nga to na po, hindi na ka maka-appeal sa mga church sanction activity that will help you spiritually sa imong lakaw sa Ginoo. Og mo na akong encourage ninyo mga kaigsuonan. Ngano man, because our time karon is very dangerous. We are now in the end times. Di ba? The world will do anything para mabisi ka. I'll tell you that. And you know what? Unsa mapiktuhan na, mapiktuhan imong relationship sa Ginoo. Mapiktuhan imong relationship sa imong isig kataw. Di ba? Sa imong anak, sa imong pamilya. Ang pinaka-worst, kana mawagtang ka. Kung makasimba man gani ka, maintenance na lang. Anyway, I have to go to church. Christian man ko. Ang akong pangutan na, naa pa ba ang love sa Ginoo? Naa pa ba ang imong pag-enjoy sa Ginoo? Because the only way that God is glorified, mga kaigsuonan, is when you enjoy Him. When you go to church, yun na pa ang zeal, na ang joy, that glorifies the Lord. Because our requirements in coming to God is a broken and contrite heart. And having a broken and contrite heart will lead you to worship God with joy and gladness. And worshiping the Lord with joy and gladness, mauna ang maghatag og smile og himaya sa Ginoo, mga kaigsuonan. Because ang imong pag-anhidre, dili lang usa ka obligasyon or duty because I'm a Christian, but because you love God above all. And that is what matters in our Christian life, mga kaigsuonan. Huwag muna akong encourage ninyo. If you find time, and I pray that you will find time, no? Na yung mga prayer meeting din, na yung mga discipleship, mga mentoring, desire to join, not just on a Sunday, mga igsoon. Because that is an investment sa imong pagkaila diha sa Ginoo. And I will encourage you with that kay para mana sa imong spiritual health igsoon. Otherwise, the world will eat you alive. Og makita nimo nga imong relationship sa Ginoo, maintenance state na lang na, bugnaw na na, wala na ang zeal, wala na ang passion. And that's the reason a lot of Christians are not doing discipleship. Again, that's a command of God. Go therefore and make disciples. Nga naman. Because maintenance relationship naman lang ta. Wala naman ang zeal, wala naman ang fervor. And we have to check our hearts with that. Amen? Let's come before God. Let's pray. Let's end. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for reminding us, Lord, of your love towards us. And that, Lord, even, O God, for your word this morning, Ginoo, Lord God, Lord, imorig yun yung grasya na mag-sustain na mo everyday sa mong life. Imorig yun yung gahom, Ginoo, na may magkupot na mo everyday, Lord God. And Lord, there are so many things, there are so many schemes, deceitful schemes that Satan will do to us. But Lord, at the end of the day, Lord God, we want you to be glorified in our lives, Ginoo. Lord, salamat, Ginoo, Lord God, nga ikaw ang among katagbawan, ikaw ang among satisfaction, ikaw ang among joy, Lord God. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the salvation nga imong gihatag, Ginoo. Huwag ako nag-ampo ko, Father, O God, sa among pagpadayon, sa among lakaw, diha kanimo, Lord. Ikaw, good Lord God, ang mahimaya sa among mga kinabuhi, pinaagi sa among pagkatagbaw diha kanimo Lord God. Because sa among pagkatagbaw kanimo o Dios, diha ka mahimaya, diha ka mag-glorify Lord, tungod kay among gi-live out ang value kung kinsa ka o unsa ka sa among kinabuhi Lord. dalaygon ka Lord, matinud-anon ka Lord, mahigugmaon ka ug wa gyud ka magkulang diri ka namo amahan. Magkulang man tuod kami amahan, apan salamat Lord God nga ikaw wala gyud magkulang. And we thank you for that Lord. And Lord, continue to use your people here, Ginoo. Continue Lord God to declare O God your excellencies sa ilang mga trabaho, Ginoo, sa ilang mga pag-eskwela, sa mga estudyante, Ginoo, sa ilang mga pamilya, O Lord. Lord, we just want to honor you. We just want to bless your name, Ginoo, sa mga kinabuhi, Lord. And whatever things we achieve this morning, Lord God, yours alone we give the glory, the honor, and the praises that you alone solely deserves, Lord. This is our prayer, O God, in Christ's name, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen and amen.